News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It's 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. A little break in the heat. I mean, still going to be hot, but just not as hot. Details from Dr. Bill coming up. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center in Moffitt East, I-65 Service Road North, they've had issues with the lights this morning, so they've reset them a few times. Keep that in mind. For now, they look good. So far, no other delays or accidents. If you're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, it's been a pretty smooth ride along Highway 90 for the 65 split and traveling downtown. You know, if your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. And Obama Flooring on Highway 59 now in Robertsdale, they have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. See them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
708 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you here, Sean and Dalton. Kelly will be back with us soon. Dr. Bill on the way with our forecast, and of course, Kane with traffic. And reading text right now and turning up your voice at 343-0106, 343-0106. Heading for a high of, it feels strange, but saying this, heading for a high of just 92 today.
That's all?
That's it. As you can feel, the air a little bit drier outside. I mean, it's not October, y'all. It's just a tiny bit of a break from over the weekend. Wait till you hear the heat indices that we saw. Dr. Bill has some numbers coming up at 7:35 that are you'll realize why you felt so hot.
Yeah, and you know, we knew it was going to be hot over the weekend because last Friday, talking with Dr. Bill, he basically said, you know, if you have a lot of yard work to do, maybe try to center it, try to plan that work not in the middle of the day. On Saturday or Sunday, and he was right about that. Man, it was hot this weekend.
Yeah, speaking of that, so or you could actually use the mower, the 450X.
That
it
saves,
doesn't care.
Yeah, no.
That's, by the way, if y'all get a chance, I'm gonna put some new videos up here soon on the Facebook page of the folks over at Robertsdale Power Equipment. What's up, Dwight? They've hooked me up with I'm a tester. People were saying, how'd you, Sullivan, how'd you get that? Okay, so I'm a tester. So this is I'm testing for Husqvarna and our friends at Robertsdale Power Equipment. This, it's like you'll watch the video. It's like the best thing to compare it to is like a Roomba.
Mm-hmm.
How the Roomba works in the house. This does it for the yard. And it is electric powered. It's quiet and it's programmable. You can have it mow. If you want it to mow at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's cool. It doesn't care. You lay out a grid in the yard and there's a little wire, a little like a low power, low electricity wire. That basically like a dog fence thing. Okay, so they come out and they set this wire up around the perimeter of your yard. And that's kind of the fence that keeps the mower in. And this mower has a charging station. It charges itself. And then on a schedule, it backs out a little thing and goes to mowing.
Sounds exactly like a Roomba.
Yeah, and it just, it does it. And the weird thing is, it took me a while to get used to it. It does not mow. And it's funny, there's a great story this morning, and we'll probably maybe talk some more about it on the show that precedes ours this morning with Gordon Deal, talking about people that are yard obsessive and how they mow. And I'm guilty of a little bit of that because I like, you know, you mow down this way. I guess it's the the Farber and me and bush hog, you do, and you go to a, what we call a turn or turn row, and you come down and you bush hog the other way. I mow the same way and make the lines right. Okay, this thing doesn't care. It looks like it's a completely random pattern. Mm-hmm. It's just going on. But it gets it done. It remembers a grid. You could even pull up on the app on your phone a map of where it's mowed and not mowed, but it mows everything, and it keeps the clippings. Well, I've noticed my yard's real healthy right now because the clippings, instead of being a couple inches long, are small because you have it mow every day or whatever and drop those small clippings. It mulch up better in the yard. This thing is really cool. I didn't know when I got it. I said, it's going to be cool. It'd be something to... I'm addicted to this thing.
That's awesome. But you still get to go out there and edge and do all the other fun stuff, right?
That's the thing, too. People say, you just ignore your yard. No, absolutely not. I'm still yard guy. But the nice thing is that while it's mowing, I do my weed eating. I do my edging because I got a lot of sidewalk and all that. Do my edging. And I do some of the work on the azalea plants, the mm-hmm. azalea trees that are taking over the front yard. So it gives you a chance to do other yard projects and also get more family time. I mean, I'm down at the rodeo fishing over the weekend. The mower's mowing,
mm-hmm. That's
keeping
awesome.
The yard perfect. So it's pretty cool. And when it's real hot, it doesn't matter. It's out there mowing, and you can wait till after dusk to come out and do your work. All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5. And let me introduce y'all to the mother of all morning shows, the likes of which few have ever listened to before. And by the way, big thank you to those of us, those of y'all that voted for us in the nappies. We appreciate it again this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, what a fun party on Friday.
It is a fun party. They always have a good time. What I'm referencing here is President Trump's tweet to Iranian President Rouhani this morning that said, never, ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious. It's a little bit of the back and forth here from President Trump to the Iranians, and this all, I guess, stems off of a Pompeo. Mike Pompeo had some words at a event yesterday. So Pompeo said, Pompeo delivered remarks on Iran at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum yesterday evening. During his address, Pompeo compared Iran's leaders to the mafia, while also declaring U.S. support for the people of Iran, especially protesters who have taken to the streets recently in opposition to the current regime. So that's the first part. Then here we go. Now the Iranians launch back. They said America should know that peace with Iran is the mother of all peace, and war with Iran is the mother of all wars. So that's Rouhani. Then President Trump this morning giving that tweet on the way back. So that's the situation with Iran as the sabers are rattled this morning.
Yeah, and I guess they have answered back since then.
Wait, there's more.
To President Trump's tweet. And yes. We were talking about this earlier. So it's the Islamic Republic News Agency. That's the state-run news agency from Iran.
What's the acronym for that?
That acronym would be IRNA. All they have to do is change it to the Islamic Republic of Agency News.
Right.
Like
I mean, they could have their acronym be Iran.
Those last two words, but they don't. So it's IRNA. And I don't know if they feel like this will get under Trump's skin more than any other reaction, but they said that they went ahead and dismissed President Trump's tweet. They called it a passive reaction to Rouhani's remarks. And I mean, the tweet to me sounded anything but passive.
Right.
But that's what they're calling it, a passive reaction.
That's a little schoolyard stuff going on this morning. Internationally, we'll get more into that coming up. Also, that deadly crash on the causeway as a boat hits one of the bridge supports for I-10 there and leaves two dead and one injured for sure. Multiple others on the boat and an arrest for boating under the influence. We'll give you details coming up. We'll check in with News 5 next.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Two people are dead in a small town in Washington County after the sheriff department says a husband killed his wife and then himself. The Washington County Sheriff says Gary Sullivan, a former coach at Millry High School, shot and killed his wife, Mel Ann, and then turned the gun on himself. It happened around 8 o'clock yesterday morning at the couple's home. Sheriff's investigators say they don't yet know what prompted the shooting. The Coast Guard will pull the duck boat that sank Thursday night in Branson Madison, Missouri from the water this morning. 17 people died, including 9 members of the Coleman family from Indianapolis.
If I was able to get a life jacket, I could have saved my babies because they could have at least floated up to the top.
Divers worked 80 feet underwater to retrieve the black box over the weekend. The National Transportation Safety Board wants to know what the captain, who was among the dead, knew about the forecasted weather. The 2018 Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo is in the books over the weekend. There were a lot of catches, including 28-pound barracudas, 44-pound king mackerel, and a nearly 26-pound red snapper. In all, more than $1 million in prizes was awarded on Sunday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Good morning. It's 7:17 here on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Over the weekend, biggest news down here in South Alabama, the 85th Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo down on Dolphin Island. We had our very own correspondent reporting from down there, and now with the report, here's Sean Sullivan.
Am I a correspondent? That's pretty cool. I'm somebody who likes to fish, and I get to correspond about it. So, yeah, it was a turnout was fantastic for the rodeo. Number of people involved. The crowds were big. I will say the musical entertainment each year is getting bit. Like, pretty soon the JCs, y'all are going to have a music festival on your hands as much as the world's biggest multi-day fishing tournament. But it was the weather that probably defined the weekend. First half of the weekend, Friday, and let's say half of Saturday, okay.
Mm-hmm.
By Saturday afternoon, let me use a technical term here.
Okay.
The wind was blowing the dog off the chain, and it got pretty rough, and I think that affected some of the numbers for offshore categories here, looking at, because the inshore stuff, speckled trout, black drum, redfish, those numbers were pretty much normal for size fish, but I'll say offshore, with the exception maybe blackfin tuna, where you had a 22.24-pound blackfin tuna weighed in. That's a good one. That one, that's Melvin Dunn. But you look at, and dolphin did okay. Stephen Laurendine with 24.31-pound dolphin. Y'all that aren't fishermen, that's not flipper. That's the fish, the mahi-mahi fish. But then you look at stuff like king mackerel, 44.85 pounds, which is a great, Brad Sowers won that, 44.85. That's a great king mackerel, but quite often we see 50.
Mm-hmm. Usually bigger
right
fish.
Right around 50. A lot more fish around that size. Derek Sochet had a big ling at 59.27 pounds. But snapper, last day of snapper season was yesterday, by the way, for 2018. Wyatt Anderson at 25.66, which is good. And there's nothing wrong with that snapper at all, but the numbers fell off pretty fast when you look at the jackpot. It was down to around 21, I think, by the time you got to 10th place. Also looking at categories like Wahoo, only one entry. One entry,
really?
In Wahoo, and not three entries, only two in yellowfin tuna. I mean, that could be the bites off. It could be the fact that it was so rough. Harry Schilling, by the way, with 75.13-pound yellowfin tuna, won that. So I thought that was just kind of interesting as you looked at some of the categories for offshore and what we'll call big game fishing were not filled completely. And I think that's the fact that it was 4 and 5 foot seas offshore, and people wanted to come back inside.
Yeah.
So.
Well, looking at social media, it looked like everybody had a great weekend, regardless of the how big the waves were on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, we had big fun.
Yeah, and congratulations to the JCs and Dauphin Island Mayor Jeff Collier for just another, sounds like, successful weekend.
Another great weekend on the island, and congratulations to Lou Howell, president of the 85th Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. I've got pictures of Lou taking his swim yesterday, heading into the drink. You can see those on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065.
That's awesome. And some other sports news. Now, on this day 18 years ago, Tiger Woods became the youngest player to complete a career Grand Slam. That's when he won the Open Championship at the age of 24. But yesterday, in the final round of this year's Open Championship at Carnoustie, Woods was once again in the mix. He even held the lead after 10 holes yesterday, but a double bogey on 11 and another bogey on 12 pushed Tiger from the top of the leaderboard, put him too far behind to mount a comeback. Instead, his final day playing partner Francesco Molinari shot 2 under par on Sunday to win his first major championship. Molinari finished with a final score of 8 under par and became the first Italian to win a men's major golf championship.
It's amazing to stand here with the Claret Jug. I knew I was coming in with some good golf. To go the weekend bogey free, it's unthinkable, to be honest.
It was a great tournament yesterday. 7 players had a share of the lead at some point, and 6 were still tied on the back 9. But Molinari played bogey free for the final 37 holes of the tournament and held it together as everyone else fell apart. Rory McIlroy, Kevin Kisner, Justin Rose, and Xander Schauffele finished tied for 2nd at 6 under. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick took home the checkered flag for the 6th time this season at the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 in New Hampshire. Harvick bumped Kyle Busch and kept bumping him until he was able to pass with 7 laps to go. Busch finished in 2nd place, followed by Eric Almirola in 3rd, Martin Truex Jr. in 4th, and Chase Elliott in 5th. In some sad NFL news over the weekend, the Minnesota Vikings announced that offensive line coach Tony Sparano died unexpectedly early Sunday morning. He was 56 years old. Chris Mortensen of ESPN reported that Sparano complained about chest pains and went to the hospital on Thursday, but was released on Friday after testing. Mortensen added that Sparano was about to leave for church when he was found unconscious and could not be revived. Sparano began his coaching career in 1999, served as an assistant coach for several teams before becoming the Miami Dolphins head coach in 2008. He coached the Dolphins for 4 years, leading them to a playoffs appearance. He was hired as the Vikings offensive line coach in 2016. 7:23 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market, but you don't want to tie your money up into a long-term investment? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have a new product that is market-like returns without any risk at all and is liquid. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Southern Cancer Center reminds you that July is Bladder Cancer Awareness Month. Eat a balanced diet, exercise often, and drink plenty of water to reduce your risk. And always put down that cigarette. If you're over 40 with a family history or have chronic bladder issues, please talk with your doctor. Listen up, men. Bladder cancer is more likely to affect you, and early detection could save your life. For more information, visit us online at southerncancercenter.com. Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's here really been a good start so far this morning coming across that Bayway and the Causeway to the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Government, Cottage Hill, Airport, and Schillinger, even Moffitt and Dolphin at 65, all looking good so far this morning. And a couple accidents we've had have been minor and moved out of the roadways pretty quick. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 106.5. Heading for high around 92 today, but a little bit drier air in the mix. We'll get more details from Dr. Bill coming up. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, Kelly will be back with us soon, and we'll check in with Dr. Bill in about 7 minutes. Also, heads up here, you got junk. If you have the summer cleaning project you've been waiting to get done, I'll tell you something. Number one, my buddy Trey Bennett at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He's got the crew to make it happen very quickly. But the side note is, I think there's something to this. When you make that appointment to have 1-800-GOT-JUNK come to your house, that gets you moving if you need a little nudge in the right direction. It helps you get everything organized as you start to figure out what you want to get rid of for junk. It's good to sit on the couch and pontificate what you would get rid of, but once you call or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, then you got a specific time. Hey, they're going to be there Thursday at 4:30 in the afternoon or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now it might be the nudge you need to get everything ready to go.
Yeah, kind of like signing up for a marathon when you decide you need to get into a little bit better shape. Right. I'll go ahead and sign up to run 26 miles.
That's right. That'll motivate you. Nice thing is, he does the running for you in this case. So if you got junk at the house, at the office, a storage unit, outside shed, you need junk gone, even stuff you up in the attic, you know, you have something you don't even want to go up the spooky ladder step thing into the attic and get, they'll do that as well. You got junk, you want it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Check them out today. All right. Also on our list of items today, let's see if I can get this story up here. All right, there it is. All right, I'm sorry to ruin your slumber party memories of old. Can we get some music to go with this? Can we get any kind of, do we have some music for this?
We got to have some music, right? I don't like this.
Yeah, so spooky music, right? Remember when you were a kid and somebody broke out the Ouija board?
I never, Ouija board? I never personally had one, but I've seen...
Okay, you know what we're talking about, Ouija board, right? And they'd ask you questions and spell out some random stuff, and then you took turns accusing each other of pushing the thing back and forth to affect the results, right? That was always the argument. This is not really happening. Uh-huh. I'm glad the people with the lab coats did this. It turns out everybody was guilty. Yes, you were all pushing it across. Why did I know that at 11 years old, you know, and now they're doing a study? So the study, what they did is they hooked up eye trackers to people who were using the Ouija board, and the researchers found that, yeah, everybody was pushing the little thing there just a little bit. So sorry to ruin all the people that are into paranormal activity as sold as a board game, but Ouija board, y'all were doing it, and you paid money to do it. So, there you go. Sorry.
I really thought there was some spirit in the air moving.
That's right, but now it looks like it was just y'all. So, 728 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill's got our forecast. How about that hail yesterday? One piece up to 3 inches in diameter. We'll talk about that.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two people are dead, another seriously hurt following a boat crash in Baldwin County. That crash happened on the causeway Sunday. Stephen Angle posted bond and was released last night. Authorities say a boat operated by Angle slammed into a bridge pylon along the causeway near the Mid-Bay exit. Angle was charged with boating under the influence. Officials with ALEA say Angle had three people on board with him. Two were killed, one seriously hurt. One of the victims was identified as 60-year-old Bobby Darrell Lambert. A Pensacola teenager drowned just off the coast of Crab Island in Florida. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's dive team recovered the body of 18-year-old Zion Foster Sunday. The Sheriff's Department says Foster got caught in the current Saturday night, couldn't get back to his boat. Two others were injured and treated at hospitals after trying to rescue Foster. A man wanted for allegedly kidnapping a woman for 3 days is on the run on the Gulf Coast. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says 52-year-old Paul Heathcoe kidnapped and assaulted his girlfriend at his home. The victim escaped Saturday morning. Heathcoe is charged with kidnapping, domestic violence, and assault. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
Toronto police say a second victim plus the gunman are dead after the gunman shot 14 people in Toronto's Greek neighborhood last night. It was not immediately clear whether the gunman killed himself or died of injuries after being shot by police. That duck boat that capsized and sank in a lake near Branson, Missouri, killing 17, is expected to be raised out of the water this morning. Correspondent Kaylee Hartung on what comes next.
Once that boat is back on land, it will be under the care of the NTSB for inspection. Already, though, divers have recovered a recording device from onboard that boat. The NTSB processing that material in its DC offices. We're told it could take 2 weeks, though, before they're able to see or hear anything from it.
President Trump and the president of Iran sending nasty messages back and forth. A midnight tweet from the president warns Iran's Hassan Rouhani never to threaten the United States or, quote, you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The finance ministers and central bankers of the G20 group of countries ended their meeting in Buenos Aires with little progress on resolving global trade tensions sparked by President Trump's tariffs, with the EU and U.S. both insisting their conditions for trade talks must be met. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin noted that it's definitely a realistic possibility Trump will follow through on a threat to impose tariffs on all $500 billion worth of goods in the U.S. imports from China each year. Tesla has asked some of its suppliers to refund a portion of what the automaker has already spent to help it become profitable. The plea raises questions about the company's cash position, which has dwindled following some production issues. A memo provided to the Wall Street Journal shows Tesla requested the supplier return what it calls a meaningful amount of money on its payments since 2016. The memo said all suppliers are being asked to help the company become profitable. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
When a child plays with blocks, the skills of a future engineer, rocket scientist, contractor, and architect are developing. A child on the playground is practicing the skills of a future athlete. When a child creates art, the skills of a future illustrator, author, and artist are being discovered. In a first-class pre-K classroom, children do all these things and discover a lifetime love of learning. For more information on pre-K, go to children.alabama.gov or just Google pre-K in Alabama. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Early Childhood Education, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So what happened out there? Is it drier this morning, or is it the breeze? What's going on?
Yeah, we've had a cold front, or really a dry front, that moved through overnight, and it's located just offshore, just enough to give us some lower humidity for today. And we'll keep the temperature down a bit, at least bring it back to normal, which is 91 degrees this time of the year. Over the weekend, of course, we had 96 degrees both days, and even warmer than that, Berkeley was up to 98 degrees over the weekend, and they also had a heat index of 120 on Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
And we won't see anything like that today. I should have mostly sunny skies. Now, a few afternoon thunderstorms are still possible with that front close to the coast. But we'll get up around 92 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, isolated thunderstorms are possible, low in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny day again. Slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high in the low 90s. Continue to have humidity in the lower levels. And then on Wednesday, again, mostly sunny. Slight chance of a thunderstorm, high in the low 90s. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, same thing. A chance of an afternoon thunderstorm and high temperatures in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, so let's talk about yesterday with the heat and then the storms that broke out to the north there. Some pretty heavy-duty thunderstorms, just looking at the size of the hail that fell down.
Yeah, we didn't have very many thunderstorms associated with this frontal system. Did not have the support in the upper atmosphere, but over interior sections of southwest Alabama, conditions there were favorable. Some very large thunderstorms developed, and those thunderstorms were very, very tall and produced quite a bit of hail and large hailstones. You don't see that too often here in South Alabama. Hailstones that they had in Andalusia, in that area, were similar to what you see quite a bit out in the Great Plains.
And that kind of, they get bigger with bigger thunderstorms, or what gets bigger hailstones? What's the factor? What's the limiting factor? What causes them?
Well, the big thunderstorms here in the south, in general, the freezing level, which you have to have for the hailstones to form, are generally higher. Out in the Great Plains, the freezing level is lower, so your chances of getting hailstones and big ones are greater out in the Great Plains, since that those cold temperatures are much closer to the surface.
I got you. What about in the tropics? What are you watching there?
Now, it's remarkably quiet here in the middle part and getting into the latter part of July. We don't see anything going on in the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. We still have thunderstorm activity out in the tropical Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, sitting at 76 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, so far, Mobile Police Department and state troopers are clear. We've had a great start so far this morning coming in from Baldwin County across the Bayway. Light traffic from the 65 split heading northbound for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. The state troopers have been pretty aggressive again on I-10 near Rangeline and Theodore Dawes Road. You know, if your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. And Abama Flooring now on Highway 59 in Robertsdale. They have all the flooring they can handle everyday disasters with a larger selection than the big box stores. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now, 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
This is
she. This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
I did.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize. That Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Gold Fingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly will be back with us soon. Also, I want to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Good morning.
Morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. Let's talk about what's happening at LCM this week with inventory and the new faces on the lot.
Well, we got, like I said, I was out of town this weekend fishing a rodeo, goofing off, but I see quite a few fresh faces out there. I haven't had a chance to really put my hands on them, and so I can tell you real about them, but there's just a lot of fresh faces.
Well, I know that you always have a great selection for pickups, third rows, and gas misers.
We got all the above, and like I said, there's some fresh ones out there. I see a Lexus SUV. I see another Tahoe. See several different cars and the mid-size SUVs.
Well, the nice thing is, too, you do know this, your inventory on financing is pretty robust as well.
Absolutely. You know, we got great sources. We're a member of a credit union, for lack of a better word, cartel, so we got credit unions all over the country.
And they're ready to lend.
They're ready to lend at low, low rates and long terms.
All right, good deal. Well, give us directions to come out and check out that inventory, those fresh faces, and talk financing.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 742 FM Talk 106.5. If you go check out our website, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things, and looking through the stories today, of course, we've talked about President Trump warning Iran that they will suffer consequences if they threaten the United States. Also, another story from our news partners at WKRG. A man accused of operating a boat in a crash that killed two people is out on bond. According to jail records, Stephen Engel bonded out of jail, I guess this would have been last night, on the charge of boating under the influence, under a bond of just $1,000. He lives in Mobile. According to jail records, it is not his first brush with the law. Mobile County jail log indicates he was arrested in 2002 for DUI and arrested in 2005 on a charge of reckless endangerment. More on this coming up. If you go to the news story, though, and see the pictures of that boat, look like probably an 18-foot welded aluminum boat, heavy-duty aluminum boat, folded up at the end where they say the boat hit one of the pylons, you know, one of the bridge supports for the bayway. And I mean, it's, you know, obviously it's a fatal crash, people dying in this, and that boat, you could just see the impact. I mean, I don't know how fast the ALEA, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, I don't think they've said how fast they think the boat was going, but it obviously was significant. It's not a dent, it's a wholesale bending of the boat.
That's awful, and not too often that traffic on the bayway stops underneath the bayway, and they did have to stop traffic in order to get the Life Flight helicopter to come down and land and pick up whoever they were able to get off of that boat. But like you just said, picture, man, it's an awful accident.
Yeah, yesterday. let that be a warning to those that would disregard, you know, and we'll find out what they say when they blood alcohol level and those kind of things. But it can happen even without that. It can just be, you know, you got something as heavy duty as a huge piece of concrete and you have a boat going through there. Take care. 744, coming right back with News 5.
Hey, Mr. World here. Just oozing fabulous at the world's hottest fashion show. Good thing I went to Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses, because they've got hundreds of designer brands for hundreds less than I expected, which means I can look in vogue without going in debt.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com. for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two people are dead in a small town in Washington County after the sheriff department says a husband killed his wife and then himself. The Washington County Sheriff says Gary Sullivan, a former coach at Millry High School, shot and killed his wife, Mel Ann, and then turned the gun on himself. It happened around 8 o'clock yesterday morning at the couple's home. Sheriff's investigators say they don't yet know what prompted the shooting. The Coast Guard will pull the duck boat that sank Thursday night in Branson, Missouri from the water this morning. 17 people died, including 9 members of the Coleman family from Indianapolis.
If I was able to get a life jacket, I could have saved my babies because they could have at least floated up to the top.
Divers worked 80 feet underwater to retrieve the black box over the weekend. The National Transportation Safety Board wants to know what the captain, who was among the dead, knew about the forecasted weather. The 2018 Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo is in the books over the weekend. There were a lot of catches, including 28-pound barracudas, 44-pound king mackerel, and a nearly 26-pound red snapper. In all, more than $1 million in prizes was awarded on Sunday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
You probably have a lot of apps on your phone. Well, there are two more that you really need. The Red Cross Emergency app gives you instant access to weather alerts where you and your loved ones live. The other is the First Aid app that gives expert medical guidance and a hospital locator. Great to have when you travel. Both apps are free and available for download in app stores and at redcross.org/apps. The Red Cross Emergency app and the First Aid app. Great to have.
We will never fully understand what we've asked of our military service members or their families, asking them to put themselves in harm's way, to endure it all. But we do understand that it's our turn, our duty, to keep them secure for the rest of their lives. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs help our most severely ill or injured veterans live independently, at no cost, for life, so that they might stand at ease. Join us at findwwp.org.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Yesterday, the end of the 85th Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. This year's version of the rodeo, and from what I can tell, everything went well down on Dolphin Island this weekend.
Yeah, it was a big turnout, a lot of fishing, and I will say this, on the offshore side, probably Friday and Saturday were way better days than second half of Saturday and Sunday. Got pretty rough at the island, but still a lot of fish turned in, a lot of people down at the island checking it out.
But you were saying some of the offshore numbers,
yeah,
not as high as usual.
Right, I would say this just because less time for people to be, you know, because I think a lot of boats, not everybody, Lord knows, I was out towards Sand Island. I saw boats coming in from offshore yesterday, too. They just took a pounding for it. Looking at some of those numbers, things that stuck out to me, the fact that yellowfin tuna was not, didn't have three entries, so just two out of three entries. Also for king mackerel, still good king mackerel in size in the 40-pound range, but quite often in the rodeo, you're going to see 50-pounder, and not always, but quite often you'll see a 50-pounder. Also, just one entry for wahoo there. So I think some of that has to do with the fact that it was so very rough offshore. Inshore, didn't phase anything as you had big fish coming in. Spanish mackerel, by the way, Joe Teague at 5.22 pounds. Snapper, people fished those earlier, probably Friday, Saturday. Top snapper, 25.66 pounds. Also, redfish, Ryan Maxwell at 7.77 pounds. Ling, nice ling. Derek Sauchet at 59.27 pounds. Brad Sowers with that 44.85 pound king. Also, let's see here, grouper, Mike Eubanks, 34.94 pounds in first place. Also, a couple of note here, the Jack Cavalia caught my attention. David Driscoll, 35.81 pound Jack Cavalia. And people that fish know that I'm not kidding when I say that is a beast.
Really?
Of a Jack. Holy cow, that's a big one. There's some of the numbers, and you can go through a link we'll put up here on our Facebook page or go directly to the Facebook page for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo and get all the final weights and tallies.
All right.
750. There was also golf playing going on.
Yeah,
my fishing partners were they were distracted by golf going on.
This
yesterday.
Little tournament they call the Open Championship that they hold in Europe every year. And actually, on this day, 18 years ago, just think, 18 years ago, that's when Tiger Woods became the youngest player to complete the career Grand Slam. That's when he won the British Open at the age of 24. And yesterday, in the final round of this year's Open Championship, Woods was once again in the mix. He even held the lead after 10 holes on Sunday. But a double bogey on 11 and another bogey on 12 pushed Tiger from the top of the leaderboard, put him too far behind to mount a comeback. Instead, his final day playing partner Francesco Molinari shot 2 under par on Sunday to win his first major championship. Molinari finished with a final score of 8 under par and became the first Italian to win a men's major golf championship.
It's amazing to stand here with the Claret Jug. I knew I was coming in with with some good golf to go the weekend bogey free. It's unthinkable, to be honest.
7 players had a share of the lead at some point on Sunday, and 6 were still tied on the back 9. But Molinari played bogey-free, as he just mentioned, for the final 37 holes of the tournament and held it together as everyone else fell apart. Rory McIlroy, Kevin Kisner, Justin Rose, and Xander Schauffele finished tied for second at 6 under par. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick took home the checkered flag for the 6th time this season at the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301 in New Hampshire. Harvick bumped Kyle Busch and kept bumping him until he was able to pass him with 7 laps to go. Busch finished in 2nd, followed by Eric Almirola in 3rd, Martin Truex Jr. in 4th, and Chase Elliott in 5th. In some sad NFL news, Minnesota Vikings announced that offensive line coach Tony Sparano died unexpectedly early Sunday morning at the age of 56. Chris Mortensen of ESPN reported that Sparano complained about chest pains and went to the hospital on Thursday, but was released Friday after testing. Mortensen added that Sparano was about to leave for church when he was found unconscious and could not be revived. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Chattanooga Lookouts 9-4 on Sunday. Mobile's Brendan Sanger had a home run in the 5th inning, but the Bay Bears weren't able to keep pace with Chattanooga. They've now lost 10 games in a row. Tonight, Mobile begins a 5-game road series against the Mississippi Braves. First pitch is at 7 p.m. 7:52 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon, for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpopped culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, it's been a great ride in. Mobile Police Department state troopers are still clear of any accidents. We're finding delays near Cottage Hill, Millwood, Schillinger, and Three Notch. Also from Dolphin, Moffitt, and Spring Hill at 65. But at Bayway, the causeway looks great. No problems, Daphne to Spanish Fork with accident-free conditions. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. Get all the details at Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 6-5 traffic.
All right, 7:55 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad you're here, Sean and Dalton. Kelly, you'll be back with us later on this week. Coming up next hour, your chance to turn up your voice. And I want to add this story into the mix because it's gotten very little attention down here, at least television-wise. We've been talking about it, and people say, well, it's a Birmingham story. I think it's way bigger than that. And the story of this Drummond Cole and Balch Bingham Law Firm and Oliver Robinson, former state representative. Jury is a story from ABC 3340 in Birmingham said a jury has found a coal company executive and an attorney guilty of bribing former state rep Oliver Robinson, Joe Gilbert, a partner from Balch and Bingham Law Firm, and David Roberson, vice president of Drummond Company, were found guilty on six counts, including bribery, conspiracy, honest service wire fraud, and money laundering. Both men were accused of bribing Robinson in order to use his office to further their agenda. If you remember that, that was money given to his fund, Representative Oliver Robinson's fund, to get the people in his district not to push for expansion of the Superfund site there in the Birmingham area. Prosecutors told the jury that Gilbert and Roberson paid Robinson, the former rep, to help them fight the EPA and its efforts to expand cleanup efforts of pollution in North Birmingham. U.S. Attorney Jay Towns said it was cheaper for the defendants to pay a politician than expensive cleanup bills. Quote, this case was not about the EPA. This case was not about pollution, Towns said. He went on to say, this is a case about greed at the expense of too many. The findings of guilt for these three individuals by trial or by plea should forewarn anyone who would be corruptly motivated to act in a similar unlawful interest. Voters deserve public officials who seek to represent them honestly and fairly. When elected officials, corporate executives, and their lawyers violate our federal laws, they should expect to suffer the fate of these three guilty defendants. We appreciate the dedication of the federal agencies that work tirelessly on this case. This one was a big deal. We'll talk about it some more coming up next hour. Plus, we'll talk to you. Phone number 343-0106.